Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cisco Tech Insiders Podcast. This is your host, Sean Roberts, and today for you guys, what we're going to talk about is Cisco Live, our conference back in session, back in person. What an exciting event. I got to go, and alongside me, I've got two of my fellow Cisco folks who got to go as well. And we wanted to bring them in for you guys to kind of give you that really that firsthand knowledge about what our tech folks saw, what they enjoyed, what they did. And with that, I'd like to introduce my two guests, a first timer to the podcast, Kevin McCabe.
Howdy, howdy. Yeah, Kevin McCabe here. I worked in the CX area in the booth. We were demoing proactive RMA to our customers. Lots of excitement around that. I think, you know, Sean touched on one of the things that was very exciting for people with back in person. I heard maybe from 90% of the people that I talked to that they were just excited to be around other colleagues, other people from the same industry, like-minded individuals, you know, and able to consume things in a in-person fashion. So people loved it. They loved being able to, you know, rub elbows, shake hands, and, you know, have a conversation with a real human. Outside of that, lots of excitement around connectivity. Our devices being connected back to Cisco, our software being connected back to Cisco, and how we could differentiate our customers' experience around that. So a lot of excitement around all of those things. CX Cloud being one of the very forefront of those things being offered to our customers. Intersight, Nexus Cloud, several other. I'm a data center guy, so I'm very data center focused. But those things were very excited from our customer base, and they just want more and more of it. That's kind of firsthand knowledge of me.
And Kevin, when you're not gallivanting around Cisco Live and impressing our customers, what do you do on a daily basis? Kind of what's your role in Cisco?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a principal engineer in what we call the TAC Engine, which is a group that is focused on automation and innovation inside of the CX area of Cisco. So very focused on Intersight and TAC automations.
All right, great. Thank you. And we have a return guest, and that would be Mohammed Hobsett. Mohammed, people kind of know who you are already. You were in a previous a podcast, but if you don't mind, tell us a quick bit about yourself and, like Kevin did, kind of what you did at Cisco Live.
Yeah, sure. Hey, guys. It's Mohammed Hamza here. I'm a technical leader out of CX, out of TAC Belgium. So I lead the DC software team, primarily focusing on supporting Kubernetes-based applications. This is my second Cisco Live, but it was my first Cisco Live in person. I've never been there before. I've been with Cisco for 10 years. I was really impressed. I've been to other conferences before for other vendors, but this was something completely blew my mind. The scale of it, the number of people that was there, the number of vendors, the number of activities, and technology on site. It was just entirely amazing. A lot of education, a lot of sessions on a variety of different topics. Cisco-related product or Cisco products-related sessions like troubleshooting and configuring and designing on top of Cisco gear. But there was also a ton of content about technology, about third-party solution. I found a whole lot. I wasn't expecting that. I found a lot of sessions about machine learning and artificial intelligence, which is really great to see at Cisco Live. So overall, Vegas was a blast. Cisco Live was a blast.
Great. So, and Mo, what did you do? What were you there doing at Cisco Live? Kevin was doing the proactive RMA. What were you there doing as a Cisco employee?
So we've delivered a instructor-led lab. It was a four-hour instructor-led lab that was primarily on SecureX orchestration. We had several customers where we've given them, you know, a presentation about the product, introduced them to it, and then we've walked them through and we had them go through a lab that further introduced them and give them some hands-on on the product. It was really exciting to be very intimate and very close to customers. We had a small session, which I kind of appreciate. I heard some of the sessions that were out there were 200 plus people, which, you know, you cannot give that kind of intimacy or allow for much questioning inside the session for us. Small number, we got to know the people that was there, got to, you know, go around, check their laptops, help them around. The session was very interactive. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Thanks. Kevin, if you could, I know you talked to, you were at a booth and doing the Productive RMA. Could you kind of, you know, dig into that and kind of talk to all the different customers you met? Did you meet partners? You know, did you meet people that were connected, weren't connected? Kind of all the different parts of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely met a good mix of partners and customers, both resellers like VARs, as well as PSS type partners that are out there. So partners that provide first call support, which they're, the way we interact with them is a little bit different and their interests are a little bit different. For the most part, I met, you know, networking heavy people, people that were interested in, you know, how do I, you know, how do I improve my experience with our, you know, Cisco's networking products. So it was very top of mind with what we could provide there. You know, they were very interested in that kind of a proactive RMA service. Partners, it was really interesting to me because, you know, coming from the data center world, I have been inundated in Intersight for years now. And so there's a little bit of forest for the trees where I kind of assume that everybody knows all of the things, especially with the volume of connectivity that we have there. But we definitely did talk to some VARs who, you know, they don't necessarily care at the end of the day how our customers are going to use this product. I mean, they want to give them the right solution for them, but if they go and connect it up into Intersight after they get it, it's not that big of a deal, or, you know, there may not be a feedback loop there. And they weren't aware of all of the capabilities. Most of them were aware of Intersight at a high level, but didn't understand how we could differentiate that customer experience there. And so a lot of good education there, a lot of good positioning for Cisco over our competitors there and what we can provide, because we're kind of doing something with proactive RMA that not very many of our competitors are doing, if at all. Outside of the storage space, right? Some of our storage vendors are doing some similar stuff outside of that, but you know, good differentiator there. So a lot of good customers, a lot of organic conversations happening. You know, one thing that happened there in our TSC, our technical solutions clinic, I wandered over there a couple of times a day, typically, and we had some lightning talks that happened over there. I think they call them chalk talks or something like that. Where, you know, we had some good organic conversations with some longtime UCS customers about their experience with proactive RMA, had some good organic conversations. It was a great conversation that I had with one of the one of our larger customers that I had never met in person. And he was standing right next to a customer who had just recently adopted UCS. And it was kind of hilarious because I didn't need to market our product at all. And I'm not really a marketing guy anyway. I'm just going to tell you about our features and capabilities. And I want you to have a good experience with our products and with TAC. But, you know, I put my marketing hat on a little bit at Cisco Live. But this guy did it all for me. He said, you got to get connected. You got to use Intersight. You're going to love proactive RMA and connected TAC, as well as several of the other Intersight features that he mentioned there, you know, with IMM and all of that. So it was very interesting to me, like having those promoters nearby was invaluable, right? Because anybody that I'm talking to is going to say, well, he's got his Cisco hat on. And so, you know, certainly you can provide the right level of information for customers. But this customer that was there was, I couldn't have paid him to say any more interesting things about our product. So good experience at the booth, good experience at the TSC.
That's awesome. I went by the TSC myself a bunch, as, you know, being former TAC. And for those customers who are listening or are listeners, the TSC is a wonderful place to just meet with some of the best and brightest in Cisco TAC, which is, you know, an award-winning global support organization. So I think that's a place you have to stop. If you didn't go to Cisco Live and you're listening to this podcast, like, man, do I want to go next year? There's just one word, and it's yes. And you want to visit the TSC. You want to visit the World of Solutions and see all the great things. One of the things that always stands out to me is our NOC, our Network Operations Center. They build the network, right, from ground up, starting, you know, a couple of days before the conference gets there. And they're there piloting the quickest, biggest network you've ever seen. So make sure those are some of the places you do see. Make sure you stop by the CX area. That's where Kevin was boothed at. There's some really great stuff there. Mohammed, I want to come back to you. And I want to ask you, outside of doing, you know, your own thing, doing your own lab, which I'm sure was a blast, you know, what was there a particular session that you really enjoyed or a particular booth that really caught your eye? What was that one thing that really stands above all else at this Cisco Live?
So, you know, I'm a big AI ML enthusiast. So I was targeting AI ML sessions and I was targeting cloud-based sessions as well. The one that really caught my eye was a session by a PhD and a fellow. His name is JP. He leads a team of data scientists that are focusing on implementing artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning technologies on networking technologies, right? On networking gear. The session was named "If You Are Skeptical About AI and ML for Networking, You Should Attend This Session." In that session, he presented what he and his team has been doing for the past few years in terms of AI ML, actually since 2010, in the field of AI ML and how they implemented those solutions and integrated them into our product. And they walk us through kind of their process, what accomplishments they did, what results they got. And it was really cool stuff. A lot of interesting features that allows us to predict hardware failures before they happen, packet drops before they occur, allow us to map networks, identify, they use ML to identify unknown IoT devices by basically clustering and grouping the unknown devices together in one same place. And a lot of, it's not all theoretical. These are all things that they implemented and added inside and have customer testimonies about them. So that was really, really great to see, and to see like a very strong team being led by someone who has vast experience, obviously, in this space within Cisco. After the session, I had a talk with him, and there are some works being done between that team and CX customer experience to kind of bridge the gap and bring the two worlds together so we can, the two types of organizations can kind of combine effort and deliver something new to our customers. And that was pretty cool. The what I really liked, aside from the sessions, just the conference itself, going around in the world of solutions is just amazing. You have tons of Cisco stuff. You have tons of presentations about products. You have customer experience. You can talk to tech. There's the walk-in labs, but there is also all these other vendors, the booths from all other vendors, and they show you how you can, what products they have, how these products integrate with Cisco products, which was pretty cool. AppDynamics for me was pretty interesting. Their demo, they have a really solid product and monitoring for Kubernetes based and cloud native applications. So that kind of for me stood out. But also, I went, there was other fun stuff to do. Like there was other fun demos. Like I went inside, we had a Tesla Model X on the floor. And I was curious. I'd never been into one. I've been to a Model S. I'm a big car lover. So I just went there. I was just curious about the car. And the guy in the booth comes in with me, and he started explaining how they have an app inside that car that people can use to control Cisco firewalls while the car is either in park or on autopilot. Basically, if there was an incident in the network, you can just bring up that app, review, and take action while the car is driving yourself. But that makes me think about how crazy our future could be. So those type of cutting-edge technologies are also available there. Just was pretty cool.
Awesome. Thank you. So I would like to give each one of us a little bit of space here to talk about, you know, I know we've talked about some great things so far with its booths and customers and our sessions. And Mo, I'll start with you. You're at 32nd, your most interesting thing or whatever you're taking away from this Cisco Live as we look towards Cisco Live, things in EMEA, in Amsterdam, and then in the US again next year in Vegas, I believe. So give me your 30-second biggest takeaway from the show. Anything you want to tell the listeners, or, you know, for somebody who's out there who is kind of, has never been to Cisco Live before, or is kind of, you know, on the fence teetering about it, anything you want to kind of tell to kind of push them over the edge?
A lot of emerging technology, a lot of focus on cloud, on monitoring, on cloud native applications. Data ops is a big topic for a lot of customers. So I believe moving forward to the next Cisco Live, these topics are going to be still expanded upon, and we're going to see more of these showing up.
Great. Thank you. And then, Kevin, I'll give you the next slot. Your big 30-second takeaway from Cisco Live for our listeners.
Yeah, I'll echo what Mo said there about AppDynamics. The word full stack observability, or FSO, was all over the place this year. And I haven't attended Cisco Live for a few years, but this was obviously there was a ton of focus on it, and it was cross technology too, right? It wasn't just in the data center. It was really everywhere. So even some of like the marketing material, as you're walking down the hallway to Mandalay Bay, there's like, you know, being able to see your network from the ground up, and, you know, some network topologies on the wallpaper and stuff that was put up. So that was pretty, it was pretty clear that there was a lot of focus being done there for both ThousandEyes and AppDynamics. So that was interesting. And I would say I touched on it before, just mentioned that I went to the TSC and they had these TAC mini sessions out there. And I really thought that the format of these was pretty amazing. There were like consumable little bites of information that you could get from TAC on how to help troubleshoot your network. Now, I know that we have TAC sessions out there and we have breakout sessions out there that are for this, but these are much shorter, right? So they're 15, 30 minutes little sessions. They're happening out in the public, right? There's a little corner of the TSC that was out there where a TAC engineer could, you know, just show you real live, you know, how they, maybe it's a case study on, you know, some interesting problem that they ran into, but the troubleshooting methodology is applicable to, you know, to other solutions or whatever. I thought it was a great way to kind of expand upon the content that we had, but not give you, like, what we don't want to do is give you a billion sessions that you want to go to and you just can't make it to all of them. You know, these are much smaller consumable ways of getting our content into our experts. I thought it was also a great way to pivot into the TSC itself, where, you know, you have a problem. You obviously are there to help troubleshoot something that you're interested in, right? Could be, you know, there was several sessions on EVPN that were there, you know, lots of focus around that. Now, maybe you go to one of their breakout sessions and then you're like, well, I'm having this problem. And you go talk to the TAC engineer who presented on it and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And it's a great lead in to, you know, where you may be struggling with, you know, on your implementation. So I thought that both of those things were really pretty awesome. You know, those were the two mostly impactful things to me that I'm walking away with.
Great. Thanks. So I'll take my takeaways from it, because I've given the floor to you guys a ton, because you guys have some phenomenal technical insight. I'm going to spin it back to, for me, the human element. And then just a couple quick takeaways. This is the first time, I'd worked in the Knox, first time I got to actually go to the keynote, and just the human energy that was there, the excitement of just being back in person, feeling that normalcy. And I told some people earlier, I felt it was, you know, we go on PTO, we go on vacation to recharge our personal batteries. I felt this was like recharging the Cisco batteries, right? You know, and getting everybody really, really stoked and excited about all the things that Cisco has to offer. I'd also be remiss, and Kevin and I had got the opportunity to hear this story, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it on the podcast to listeners, because it was a phenomenal human story. One of our colleagues in our organization, again, I'll keep names off, but one of our colleagues had contracted COVID last year and got very, very sick, and had to actually was needing a lung transplant. And he was at a hospital in his area that just wasn't going to be able to sustain that. Cisco CX leadership came in and helped Life Flight him out, took care of his family, got his lung transplant. And we were sitting talking to him at breakfast a year to the date after his lung transplant. So that kind of gave me chills when I recanted that there. And, you know, when you think about that, it's becomes Cisco is just not about the technology. It's just not about, you know, the products. It's about a way of doing things, a way of doing business, a way of doing what's best for others, about affecting lives. So I wanted to make sure we got that on the podcast. And I thought that was an amazing human story. And again, that was a big takeaway for me, was the amazing energy, the human energy running throughout Cisco Live. So with that, we are going to come to the end of this podcast. I would like to thank Mohammed and Kevin for being a wonderful guest and for bringing some of the on-the-floor energy to the podcast. We will have some future podcasts coming up for the listeners. We've got things coming up on more on AIML. We have things coming up on A Day in the Life, and other products we brought out to you guys. As always, this is Sean Roberts for the Cisco Tech Insiders Podcast, signing off. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.